Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try to answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. It's good to have you with us. My name is Marvis. Chris and Sarah are here. Now, I was watching the Channel 4 show First Dates the other night, and what intrigued me was how many people, especially those who arrived first, umdenard about whether they should have a drink or two before the date arrived to steady their nerves. And I thought to myself, what would you do if you went on a first date when you turned up, this person whom you had high hopes for was very, very drunk? They can talk, they can function, but they are visibly drunk. Sarah, you were looking at me as if to say, that is nightmare scenario. Some people may find that funny. Could be different for a girl, though, if the guy's drunk, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
and the other way around.
Definitely. I do think it could be a little bit different if, you know, if you're a guy turning up and a woman is drunk.
Has it happened to you?
I wasn't drunk.
You were the,
when
you
they arrived, but I did.
You
I got a bit
were the
too...
one.
Were you the drunkie or the drunker?
The drunkest. No, I have been that, but not when they arrived.
Yes.
I was perfectly lovely when they arrived, and I think I kept it under wraps.
It was perfectly lovely until they arrived, and then you unleashed your true self.
Exactly.
Had you eaten much during the day?
No, I hadn't had dinner, and I was drinking a lot of red wine. Everybody knows it's a bad
combination.
Move.
Yeah.
And yet somehow it's...
Why hadn't you eaten anything? Were you nervous? Or were you saving yourself for the buffet?
Classy, or you can eat Chinese buffet on your first date.
I'll tell you what, we'll go with the all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet, because you only date guys from the West Country.
That would win my heart.
Yeah.
Pasty buffet.
Yeah, so you were at the Cornish pasty buffet.
I mean, if I was, I would have married him.
Yes.
But no, I was not drunk when he arrived.
There's an early confession. Yeah.
But no, I think as a woman, if I arrived and the guy is totally wasted,
yes,
I would go one of two ways. I would either try and get out of there as fast as I could. You know, you pull the old, I'm so sorry. Oh, my flatmate's texted me. We've got the sink's leaking.
Yes, that happens.
It does happen.
Chris, know all about this.
Sinks in London leak all the time. It's
just a nightmare. It always happens. Or you go to the bar when you you get the first rounding, stage feminism.
Yep.
You go to the bar and you get them what they're drinking. You get you what you're drinking. You get three shots of vodka for yourself and you just get on par.
You catch up.
Yeah, exactly.
So hang on. Let's tell us about your story.
So,
do you know what? By the way, I love that, Sarah. You basically, you see it as a challenge. You think, right, I've got to catch up. That's brilliant.
You know, if say the chat's been good, you know, you're actually a bit invested.
Yeah,
if you run.
No.
But you could still have fun.
Depends on the potential.
Exactly. But if you turn up, and also, you know, you might be feeling a little bit uncomfortable. At that point, girl, get out of there.
Yeah. But if you walk in and it's 1997 Brad Pitt there... My giddy aunt. You know, in fact, I don't even have to go that far back for old
You're
Brad.
You're getting in your trebles for singles.
Yeah.
Hoping you're no longer singles.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
I'm actually going to trademark that for my new bar I'm going to open.
Excellent. Which is going to be called. Yeah, well, we'll discuss that later. So Chris, were you saying that Sarah's got a story about it?
It sounds like she was the one that was drunk on the date, and I want to hear
story. Yeah, I mean, you know what? I won't share the full details because I don't come out of it looking great. But I definitely had way too much, had to excuse myself for a little while.
Oh, sorry, this is what you were saying earlier.
To spend a bit of time on my own, just, you know, away from the situation. And then I came back and I carried on like a trooper. And,
well done.
I think there might have... Oh, no, I don't think there was a second date. No, I don't think there was.
Well, you were that drunk on the second date, you couldn't remember.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's perfectly possible. But no, I've never been wasted on arrival, and I've never actually turned up to find anyone wasted.
But how does it look then? So if you got progressively drunk, as you say.
No dinner and
yes.
You know when you just
were you having a lovely old time and you were just this is fun.
It was just have
a drink
nice.
And carry on.
But can you remember in your mind's eye what this poor chap was thinking? Was he kind of
No. To me, at the time, I was irresistible. I was this, you know. I can't even.
Some sort of siren.
Like
neck and back red wine.
He probably
having a
thought
pasty.
I was just, he was such a lucky guy that I'd swipe right on him when actually I was probably slurring. I probably had, you know, like red wine lips.
Mm.
Where, you know, really.
But what man doesn't like that?
The guy who didn't want a second date?
Yeah. Apart from that bloke, which meant. But were you like, do you remember what you were saying? Were you kind of.
No. Not a clue.
I'd like to think, though, that you were basically.
No. I have a flash.
Yeah.
I have. So this happens when I don't even need to be drunk, but sometimes I just. Sometimes I do get a bit of a patchy memory. And I had this flash of standing over the sink.
What, the leaky one? It was leaky by the time she finished it.
I don't really remember much.
Because I sort of think in my mind's eye, in my head, this is how it works out. You're there. You're not drunk at this point when the guy turns up. Mm-hmm. It's all going very well. And then you get very quickly, you get quite drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of, the camera cuts away. Mm-hmm. This is the film that's playing out.
Because this is a 12A.
Yes.
There are certain things you can't show, including.
It's not a 15, Sarah. We know you're a classy young lady. and then it cuts back to the table and you're there going, and I'll tell you another thing what we need in this country. We need more socialism. And anyone who disagrees with me, you know, that kind of thing. And the guy's going, okay, yeah, fine. And you're going, who did you vote for? And the guy's going, I did. You went, I bet you, yeah, that's it. And you're kind of ranting in that kind of way.
I wish I could tell you.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you.
We'll never know.
If someone can produce. I should have probably started wearing a GoPro.
Has it
on every day, just in case?
I mean, yeah, has it got to that where, because you know, obviously, like policemen, well, police people, should I say, have to
wear your body cam.
You've got to kind of map out what happened, and so you've got your evidence. Has it come to that,
Sarah, on a date?
First date. Oh. I didn't disgrace myself, Your Honour, and here's the proof.
You know what? I might, that, again, that's another niche in the market. I'll sell them at Harris's bar for singles. I'll workshop the name.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. I mean, well, Chris, what would you do then if you turned up and a date was already hammered?
Well, this happened. So I'll go back. So I was at, do you know Tom's Shoe Company? They give you buy a pair and they give a pair.
Oh, Tom's is in the. Yeah.
So I'd gone to the launch of their Movember special shoe.
And cool. Such an influencer.
Wow. And so I'd had a wet shave, which I'd never had before.
Yes. You're usually quite stubbly, aren't you?
Yes. So I'd had this beautiful wet shave and I smelled amazing because it was done in one of these fancy barbers.
But had you got a bit of a tash then? Because you said it was for Movember.
Yeah. So for that day, because I was having a free wet shave in this fancy barber's.
And
I
this
thought,
was a first date?
No, so this I'm leading to it.
Ah, sorry.
So I get on the tube in London and I'm thinking, I smell amazing. And I look at this girl and she looks back.
By the way, Chris
back.
Does smell amazing. Most
yeah,
of the
yeah
time.
We can vouch for that. Uh-huh.
She looks back and you know sometimes you think you catch someone's eye, but you might not do. Anyway, she comes over and she literally says, you smell amazing.
Sorry, this is a proper like Hollywood meet cute.
You're John Cusack.
The whole film is like this. So I basically then turn around and go, oh yeah, thank you. Start chatting. I thought she was very attractive. So we exchanged numbers. So this is how I get myself into the situation.
Hang on, I'll stop you there. Sarah, as the only woman around this table, would you ever walk up to a man and go,
no,
amazing?
Should that have been a red flag? If I was wasted, maybe. If I just finished my date with this chat.
Yeah, with old then, sober yeah, Sam. Then
a little bit of carrot still at your mouth.
No, you don't. You don't generally do that. But hey, more power to you if you're confident.
I was just like I thought she was an attractive lady.
Sorry, like if a woman does it to a guy, that's kind of like, you're obviously like, yeah, I'm into this. If a man came over to me and was like, you smell amazing.
Trust me, Sarah.
Sniffing your
trust
hair.
Me, it doesn't work. I know. A woman once approached me on the tube and she said, can you stop looking at me, please? I jest, of course. But for a fine stallion like you, Chris, it's well within the realms of possibility that a woman would comment on your scent.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was the thing. I thought, I do smell amazing and everyone in the carriage knows it. So this girl comes over. We exchange numbers.
I arrange a date.
And then she says, do you want to meet up in Maida Vale, which is a very nice area of London.
It is.
And so I was like, oh, this is classy girl as well.
Is that near Abbey Road?
Yes.
There we are, Beatles fans. Close. One for the kids there.
So I remember the date being relatively early, sort of time, 7:30, and I turn up and she is blind drunk. To be fair, she was on time. I mean,
how drunk are we talking?
One, but you can't
there is
both.
No doubt in my mind she visibly was drunk. Smashed.
Really? So could she have a conversation?
She was slurring, and I remember
only about certain subjects.
I was just thinking, we'll go for a drink because it's a first date, you know, nothing too
bad
heavy.
Idea, mate.
And I was straight away, I was like, we need to get some food in you. Yeah. So we went and found a pizzeria, thought, you know, stuff her up with loads of carbs.
Stuff her up with carbs. Yeah. Hey? He's an old fashioned romantic, if well, nothing else.
You know, part of me thinks I was trying to help. And then, so we sit down, wouldn't let her order any more wine. We had some pizza, and then her story starts to unravel. Mm. And first of all, I think I must have said, why are you so drunk? And she's like, oh, I'm really anxious. I'm in court next week for harassment.
For telling people they smell really nice.
Serious? This is deadly serious. Who are you harassing? My ex-wife. And
what?
So she's married to a woman. She's on a date with me. And then she tells me,
Gordon Bennett. This is
she
convoluted.
Asked me back to her house where her ex-boyfriend's living.
Oh.
And then she's worried about the court case because she thinks they're going to do a drugs test and what they'll find. And this is within the first 10 minutes of the date.
Right.
So.
Which pizza did you order, by the way?
Probably a pepperoni.
Yeah.
Very important.
You know, you don't want to divert
exactly.
from the norm.
Exactly.
In a, such
at, least,
a
at least get
something abnormal
out
situation.
Of it,
so then I quickly think this is not going to go any further.
Bloody
so,
Nora, what a cocktail that is.
Mental. I couldn't believe it. And I was just like, but you were so nice and pretty on the tube and now you're just this.
Yeah, but you know what, though? That makes sense because, as we said, women tend not to approach men and say, you smell amazing. She got done for harassment. Oh, well, we don't know if she got yeah. done for harassment.
No, no. I checked the messages just now and she didn't. She got off. She was fine.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Proceed.
Oh, well, then.
Proceed with your story then, good man.
So then I thought I need to walk her home, but I didn't want to walk too close to the home because she was literally trying to drag me into the house.
Well, she's only human.
She's getting a bit handsy on the street, cool, which is a bit
embarrassing. You had that wet shave. You were smelling great.
Well, yeah. I mean, it had worn off by then. So
just smelled pepperoni.
So I walked her to her room. Yeah, exactly. I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Well, clearly.
Irresistible.
So yeah, so I walked her to her road. I didn't want to walk her to a door because also you don't know what the boyfriend's like. And if he's looking
ex-boyfriend.
Out the window, ex-boyfriend, yeah. of like a week before. Uh-huh. It was just one
was
of those.
Was she divorced from the female
no.
partner?
Oh, okay. No. So it was all like I was super confused on the date. And then I went, by 9 o'clock, I was back in a pub that I'd go to in Shepherd's Bush mm-hmm. with a friend of ours from Melbourne.
It's actually, it was a very efficient evening.
Yeah,
you
it was
had
very...
a date, you caught up and with he... a mate, you had pizza.
And our friend was just like, I thought you were on a date. I was like, I was. It was that bad. I'm here now.
Yeah.
So, and that was the end of the date.
So
Gordon Bennett, that is, I mean, that takes the biscuit, doesn't it?
The next morning, once she was done with her court appearance, did you hear from her? Or did
yeah,
you
yeah,
message
I messaged her
or?
To see how the court appearance went. And she says...
Is that the only time how'd you get on in court, love?
No, I was like, how did it go? Uh-huh. And she's like, how did what go? I said, the court appearance. And she went, oops, I told you about that. She had no recollection of it.
You said you told me a lot more.
Yeah, I did.
Well, at least she was open and honest, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, true. And, you know, like, you know, I'm glad, you know, you did the right thing. You judged it well.
Oh, did you pay for the meal?
I did, yeah.
He did the right thing. Yeah. And
I mean,
would have been amazing if you'd have split it half and half.
I have never said these words to a single human being in my life, but I had nothing else left in the tank. And uh-huh. I was like, you need Jesus. I was just like, I don't know who else on the planet can help you in this situation right
now. There's no government policy that can be brought in.
I just
there's no agony aunt that can.
And I think looking back on my dating history,
and we should see, by the way, Chris is a trainee vicar, so it does go with the territory. This
I wasn't back then, though.
Yeah,
but
well,
I
evidently,
think, I think in my dating history, maybe I thought I was a bit of a rescuer. You know, I wouldn't mind dating someone
right.
who you know wasn't perfect. I mean, no one is. But even that, I was like, I'm not up for this one, even if you are very attractive.
Yeah. So, yeah. I tell you something, because that is quite stunning.
Yeah.
Really.
I asked a few of my friends what they would do. Do you want to hear some of the answers?
Please.
So this is from a good friend of mine in who lives in Portland, Oregon. And he said, I would make up a persona and see how much she believes, and little by little show signs that I'm actually an undercover cop.
I like that. That's pretty
inventive.
Good.
Inventive.
Exactly. Yeah, I like that. Another friend of ours, we'll call him Jim.
Uh-huh.
He his first question was, is she hot? And then the main thing is to get out of the situation ASAP.
Well, presumably, though, if she is good looking, then he wouldn't get out of the situation ASAP.
Exactly.
No, well, provided he's a good guy, maybe he would. He's like, right, now this is not the night. I'll text her in the morning. We'll rearrange. I'll take her for breakfast tomorrow instead.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That'd be a good guy.
The common first question back from a few of our other friends was, depends on what type of drunk they are.
Yeah, well, that's fair. But I think this is kind of, that's true.
Because there's messy, like,
happy
like
drunk,
you're messy
angry
drunk,
drunk messy drunk,
sad drunk.
Sad drunk.
Yes.
So. In denial drunk like me, pretending you're absolutely fine.
Are you one of those, are you?
Well, no, I mean, I was one on my little experience.
Right, right. Yeah, but, fair enough.
Any
others, Chris?
I think what was really interesting was just the difference between the boys' responses and the girls'.
That does make sense. What was the general kind of feel of both?
All of my female friends were saying that they wouldn't feel comfortable.
No.
As where the boys were much more like, I would try and get them home.
Yes.
As where, I don't know, Sarah, I mean, would you?
Well, yeah, no, I would agree in that, like, you know, if you turn up somewhere and this guy is really, really out of it, like, it can make you feel a bit unsafe.
Tells you he's in court next week.
That point, I...
For harassment,
yeah. But this is Brad Pitt, 97.
A lot of bars and pubs in the UK now have a little sign in the toilets. I don't know if they have it in the men's. Uh-huh. You could have probably done with it that night. And it says, are you on a date that's gone wrong? Or do you feel uncomfortable?
Really?
Go to the bar and ask for... And it either says, you know, ask for Linda.
Cheeky Vimto.
Or something. Yeah, or ask for like a certain kind of shot or something. Vimto. You know, ask for a double something.
Yeah. And it'll give you the strength.
And we'll call you a cab and we'll make sure you get out of here without any fuss.
That's really good.
We don't have that.
I was about to say that does not exist in the gentleman's toilet.
No. Well, I mean,
you have a lot of like weird icy soap.
The gentleman's toilet, it just says, there's just a big window that you can just jump out.
Which is a slide. You just slide out of there.
Exactly.
A fireman's pole.
Yeah, exactly. The getaway slide.
No, there should be there.
You zoom out and then there's a load of mopeds at the bottom and you're away.
If you're a man on a date with another man. And
of course,
I think it's such a good idea. And, you know, as, you know, I have, you know, done online dating in the past. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is interesting as well because, you know, when you're a kid and, you know, internet chat rooms, I mean, you know, I'm a bit younger than you guys, but
well done, slightly.
But like, you know, the one thing was, do not ever meet up with someone you meet on the internet, and definitely don't meet them alone.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh yeah, like, no probs. Yeah. I'll go back to theirs, no issue. Uh-huh. You know, like,
well, my wife and I, we went on holiday 3 or 4 years ago to Croatia, and in the hotel, it was an adults only hotel, which is I really enjoy because there was no kids running around and crying.
Really? It depends how you pronounce the word. Because if you said, it was an adult's hotel, that's fine. But if you said it was an adult hotel.
There was none of that.
Okay.
But every single couple that we met and spoke to had met online, without exception.
That is quite interesting.
Yeah,
every single couple. But as you said, like back in the day, don't meet someone online. It's like, well, that's how you meet people now.
And online dating used to be this like a little bit desperate or like, you know, maybe for older people, you know, it's not as easy to necessarily meet people. Whereas now, like when people meet in real life, you go, oh wow, so you actually met like in
properly.
Real life.
But I think because we all live in London, that's very much the case. In London, it's quite difficult, oddly, where there's about 8.5-9 million people here, it's quite difficult to meet some of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't, I don't know, play for a sports team, go to, I don't know, a church or something like that, or whatever it may be, get certain clubs and whatnot, it is quite difficult. But I remember when internet dating first came about, and it was
you
a bit...
You remember when the internet first came out, didn't you, Marcus?
I do indeed, okay. Yeah. I think we all do.
Get off the phone, the modem's on.
What is that? I've got flipping Johnny Five on the other end of the phone. Trust me, Sarah, that's a good joke. When internet dating first came about, it was a bit taboo. Mm. It was a bit taboo.
And especially with things about, like, Craigslist and stuff, you know, was a thing. Like, obviously more in the US, but a bit here.
The what,
like,
sorry?
Craigslist.
I don't know what that is.
So there was a lot of these kind of, you know, seeking... what's the word?
Is it kind of like a Gumtree, but in America?
Yeah. Right. But like people did sort of meet online, but there was like through that, but there was also quite a lot of like weird stuff and that kind of thing. But it was like, there was also a lot of dodgy stuff because people were meeting up with people who they'd met on Craigslist who turned out to be serial killers or whatever.
Well,
I once had a date with someone off of MySpace.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it that bloke Tom?
No.
I don't remember he befriended.
No way, he was my boyfriend too.
He was.
Was he like the first friend on everyone's MySpace?
Yeah, of course. Yes. That was that's what happened, wasn't it? I got rid of him straight away. No chance, Tom. No chance. But there is an app.
Actually,
I think
that girl was hammered as well.
That's what, the MySpace
girl.
Just,
yeah, I just remembered. I mean, I think she got drunk during the night, like you would have done.
Yeah,
Sarah.
I mean, like that's
progressively
like you do, legit. Sarah.
No, would, yeah. would that have put you? Obviously, you're a happily married man now.
I am now. Like, I wasn't at the time.
Well, we were all single at one point.
Yeah.
Would that have put you off if somebody got sort of like progressively drunk?
No,
I suppose it depends how it goes, doesn't it?
Again, it depends on the person.
You're trying to say something.
Yeah, I'm not a drinker. You see.
Yeah.
I'd be a bit like, oh, no. Come on.
It wouldn't, no, because you know you sometimes. You don't even mean to get drunk. You're just having a lovely time.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
know what? You have drinks and you actually
don't
want the evening
to
end.
Exactly.
So you don't want to stay in a pub or a bar without a drink. It feels a bit weird.
What if it was shots of absinthe that got them drunk?
I mean, there's an intentionality there, isn't there? But I think it did. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see this other girl again. I actually, you know what? This is bad. I remember. Sorry, I'm closing my eyes.
Confessional time now.
Look, you don't. No, by the way, remember, you don't have to say this.
The last,
but everyone listening will be disappointed if you don't.
The last I saw of her was she was telling me she must have been going. I think she was going south on the Jubilee line. So I left her in the station, and she just sat down on the escalator and went down. And I just was like,
she sat on the what yeah, on the London Underground, the big
she
massive.
She got hammered, and she was, I was just like, okay, so that's your tube that way, pointing her in the right direction. And then she just got on the escalator and just sat down, and I just saw like her sit down and this head descending down, and I was just like,
do you know
I'm never going to follow that one up.
But do you know what though? It sort of makes sense. I sort of think that's genius. That. Why have I never done
Why
that?
Why stand just, up when you can sit?
Yeah, I mean, you have to get up at the right point because
otherwise
you
it
are.
Will end up
yeah.
going
otherwise,
very
it might around. Yeah, it might be difficult to stand back up. A friend of mine once on the escalator in the London Underground, and some of those escalators in the London Underground, as we know, are massive. Mm. They're quite steep and quite tall. And he fell down one and did like a forwards roll kind of thing. Now that would hurt. But he managed to kind of, I don't know, maybe he was a bit drunk himself, which would suggest he was. And he got up and sort of managed to stylize it out that he sort of like got a straight back on his feet. And he said the people
like
watching him.
Cirque du Soleil or something.
Yeah, exactly. And people watching him went, ooh. a fair play to you, mate. That's fantastic.
Stick
stuff
his arms
that is.
Up at the end. Like some sort of gymnastics
yeah,
exactly. move.
Yeah, right. You moved your foot at the end, pal.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
didn't mark you down.
You lost a point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, I suppose when we're talking about dating, have you ever had any just shocking dates? Not necessarily about drunkenness, or were they boring? Were they?
I mean, I went on where I felt so bad for the guy. So he took me to a Brexit themed comedy night.
What?
It was like before the referendum.
Clearly.
And it was supposed to be comedians
was
on both
it in
sides.
Parliament?
I mean, some would say that is our
exactly.
fun at all times these days.
Did you go on a date with Nigel Farage?
What can I say? He's my
big
type.
Nige.
He's not. He's not. I just want to make that very, very clear.
Yeah, he's no one's type.
So he took me to this comedy thing and he said, oh, I know, you know, comedy can be a bit hit and miss. And I said, don't worry.
I like xenophobia.
No, there are no comedians that I, you know, can't bear. There's just one.
Roy Chubby
No.
Another contemporary reference there.
I won't say who for fear of alienating the listeners.
Yeah.
But I said, there's literally, and it was you know quite a small, not very well known person.
Uh-huh.
And we walk in, and who's first on the bill?
You're joking.
Oh yes. And this poor guy, like he was very very sweet, but he just could. I honestly don't think he could have sunk any lower into his seat. He was bless him.
Oh no.
Didn't see him again.
That was the end of that.
I took my now wife on our second date to watch our good friend Marcus do stand-up.
Did you?
Yeah. No, you did, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, down the walk. It was the walkabout so in Soho.
It was a Brexit evening, garden. Wasn't it?
Yeah. And I
was it was the Brexit one. And
there's
thanks to me,
comedian.
We got 51.8% of the vote. again, I jest. That's right. I used to dabble very much in open mic amateur comedy, and I came to the conclusion that the British public weren't ready for me yet.
Yeah,
and Chris would no doubt wholeheartedly agree. But I think you probably brought your now wife along to that event just to show her that actually there are a lot worse blokes out there.
But I think it's to prove I have friends.
No, you know how they say that like suffering is what really unites people.
That's a common bond of hatred of something. Is that what
so
it was
like? So you've taken me to a walkabout to watch Marcus.
I tell you what, though, that was. I remember
do they
that.
Still have walkabout?
Oh, I don't know.
The
probably
Australian
the
bar.
Yeah,
yeah.
There are sticky floors.
Yeah, but I used to have
that's
a walkabout
my enduring
card,
memory.
and you'd get 20%
off your order. Of course you had a walkabout car.
Because I lived in Shepherd's Bush, and that's like Australian
that
central.
That one's shut, I think.
And that was like, I think that was the biggest football screen in the UK.
That walkabout in Shepherd's Bush in West London was like the unofficial Australian embassy.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. If you were an Aussie turning up in London and you wanted a job or a place to stay, just go there. Because yeah. you'll get at least one of the two of an evening. Did you think that was the moment when you and your now wife were at that? You got through the night and she still wanted to see you, and you thought it must be love.
I think it might have been one of those moments of like, obviously, you know, we're good friends.
Yes.
And so therefore, you want to introduce the person you're dating to friends, and also to see if they can get their humour. Because humour for me was so big in dating. Like,
Marcus's humour is very niche.
It's quite niche, isn't it?
It's not that niche.
So
your wife were like, she said, what, your mate's with that legend?
Yeah, exactly.
That guy dropping all those lol bombs.
He's entertaining four people tonight. How did you get to know him?
Those four people had a magnificent time.
We did.
So hang on. Which would be worse? Turning up on a date and Marcus they're hammered is there. Or it's Marcus doing
I'm on the comedy bill.
Oh, definitely the hammered. So, yeah.
You can just take him for a pizza and you're done by nine then.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. Jobs are good. Well, I've got loads of Brexit material.
Have you got any bad date stories?
Do you know, not really, if I'm honest with you. Just the kind of went out on a date and no, that wasn't for me, thanks. But I suppose the most kind of spectacularly sort of romantic one would be a date I went on with my now wife. And she's from Budapest, but obviously lives here because it would be very difficult if she didn't. And it was on a job working in Budapest, works in the film industry, flew in for the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to Luton Airport. We had a
and
date.
Was she hammered when she arrived?
I was. She was terribly disappointed. I think she arrived at about, I don't know, 9 in the morning. It was one of those red-eye flights. So if she was already hammered, it would have probably been from the night before. I'd have been quite impressed, I think. We've been dating a fair few months, but yeah, flew into Luton for the day from Budapest. And we had a date around St. Albans, which was delightful. Because you're not going to go around Luton, let's be honest.
I was talking to a friend last night.
And that's when I thought to myself, yeah, I've got to start looking through the family heirloom.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of effort.
Awful lot of effort.
I asked this question to a friend last night who came around for dinner, and she was saying that she'd done 2 weeks helping to build something in Africa. And so she came back and she thinks she caught a bug, but she didn't realize. And this guy that had been waiting to take her on a date for ages was like, when are you back? And she's, you know, I'm back at this date. He bought her tickets to go and see Beauty and the Beast. Oh. So that like the live show or whatever it is.
In the West End.
And she's like, she basically just didn't realize that she was ill until she got in there, and then they're sat on the front.
Oh, no.
And she just has this story like, when you just start to feel hot and uncomfortable, and that something in my throat? Is that, you know, that sort of, oh my gosh, I think something's going wrong. And she's just there going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And she's leaning forward, trying to see if that would make her feel better. She said that I think it was her mother had said, if you ever feel ill, put yourself in the brace position. So she's almost there in the brace position in the theater. And then gets to a point where she's like, I can't do this much longer. So she's like, do you know where the bathroom is? And he's like, you know, it's go up around the side, round all the way around the back, then a long way around. As she gets up to the top, she says, she just vomits into her hands.
No.
But then doesn't want him to see that. So she tries to push it back in. No. And then there's this horrible exchange of backing in. No. Gets into the toilet. She said it was like The Exorcist. Just absolutely washed the bathroom. And then she's in there for a long time. And she says she had black jeans that you couldn't see black anymore. It was just everywhere. No. And then 15 minutes later, she hears the door go. And she thinks, oh, that poor woman's going to come in. Here's a slip as someone goes. And then this chap's like, Hannah, or whoever your name is, are you still in there? Actually, she said, I can tell the story. Are you still in there? And she's like, yeah, I don't want to come out. And she said she'd come out and she's just drenched in her own.
And did it last? Vomit.
Bless him. I think he said, look, we need to get you home. And he took her home. Mm-hmm. She's now married to a very good friend of mine. So yeah. That obviously.
But he then said, you do realize I don't want to see you again.
Yeah. I mean, she was just like, it's just the way she described it. You know, she had a sort of like lace top and everything there was no holes left
girl.
In the top.
That poor girl.
I mean, that's a horrendous
cry.
Date.
Yeah. Deary me.
She was laughing her head off telling the story, so she was more than happy.
It's one of those things, looking back.
Yes.
You know, like your story, like my story, you know, you can look back and you can say, you know, it's fine.
Her now husband was sat on the sofa so smug at this this bad date story that she'd gone through. It was amazing.
Well, okay, so in summary then, what do you do when you turn up on a date and they are already hammered? It obviously depends on a lot. If you're a girl, probably get out of there.
Yeah, or, you know, text a mate.
Yeah,
just yeah.
Be careful.
What if the guy's really charming and lovely, and you just think?
I mean, he's hammered.
Yeah, even if you think, do you know what? This is just an unfortunate.
I would say, or, you know, stay for a couple and then arrange to see him again.
If he's a nice lad, arrange to see him again.
If not, get
out.
That's
the general thing, isn't it? That would be the same for
her. You just have to be blunt. Like, this obviously isn't going to happen tonight.
Oh,
so
no. I could never do that.
Could you not?
Oh no, no.
I don't even remember. You just got to get...
No, I couldn't just say, like, sorry, look, you're trashed.
Yeah.
Off we go.
Oh, so you'd make an excuse. You'd...
Oh, yeah, no. No, let him down kindly. Just that, like, I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got to head off. Love to see you again, though. I'll give you a text.
Do you know what you could...
And then ghost them.
You're such a liar.
Don't ghost them. That's not very nice.
So you're going to be deceitful. Deceit will get you out of the situation. But that's fine, though.
Kindness.
Because in England, in the island of Great Britain, we are deceitful to be polite.
Mm. You must come around for dinner sometime. You never come around for dinner.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we should definitely have a drink sometime.
Yeah.
Never.
I don't mean to be rude, but I'm not going to be rude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way
we are. No offence, but...
Yeah.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. I think we've answered that quite well. If you do go on a date and they're already hammered, good luck to you. We've given you enough advice there. If it goes wrong, then you've only got yourself to blame. Of course, if you want to email us any of your thoughts on what we've been talking about, do email us show@aqqapod.com. Or if you've got any questions for us, get your questions in. Do follow us on Twitter @AQQAPod.
Do make sure that you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And do leave us a review if you love the show.
Sarah, an absolute pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Chris, nice one, pal.
Thank you.
That was Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers. We'll see you next time.